Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
USA Live with your host, John Angeli.
Tonight on Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live, the Senate approves an internet sales tax. But what does that mean to the average person? We will discuss it today on Credit Talk USA Live. Brace yourself, America. This is Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. Let's do this. Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. That is the amazing Luke Bryan, Entertainer of the Year for the Country Music Association. I am John Atchley, your host, with the amazing
Robin.
And we are talking to you tonight about the Senate approving internet sales tax. Real quick, let's do some housekeeping. And that is Credit Talk USA is brought to you by American Negotiators. American Negotiators, ending Texans' debt, one debt at a time. Call 866-865-3977 or 972-200-1187 or savedfromdebt.com. That is S-A-V-E-D from debt, D-E-B-T.com. And if you stay tuned to this show, you could get a discount for their services. All right, let's get to today's show. The Senate approves internet sales tax proposal, but what does that mean to the average person, Robin?
Well, I don't think it's going to change too much. Some places like Amazon charge sales tax. Sometimes they don't. I don't know really why. Maybe it's because if you live in the state the actual product comes from, then you pay the tax.
Absolutely. I also think it was a way that CNN could just, you know, wanted to stir the pot. Let's read from CNNMoney.com. The Senate approved a long-anticipated internet sales tax proposal last Monday, moving the legislation one step closer to enactment and paving the way for shoppers to pay sales taxes on the majority of online purchases. The article goes on to say the so-called Marketplace Fairness Act would allow the 49 states and the District of Columbia that currently charge sales tax to require all large online retailers to collect purchases made by their residents. The law would only apply, repeat, the law would only apply to online sellers that have at least $1 million outside of the states where they have physical operations like a store or a warehouse. Yeah, that doesn't sound like that's going to hit a lot of people.
No, I mean, we're all used to paying sales tax unless you live like in Delaware, or there are some states that don't charge sales tax, and that's pretty cool if you live in those states. I don't know if it's going to affect those states or not. It doesn't sound like it will.
Well, there were
you shop online, maybe an order from a store that's in a state that charges sales tax, maybe you will pay then. It's not real clear, is it?
No, it's really not. So we're trying to decipher it as we speak. Do you have the article in front of you?
Yes.
Keep reading.
Okay.
The Senate voted? The Senate voted
69-27 to approve the bill, which enjoyed bipartisan support. But before it can become law, it must be approved by the House, where Republicans are split on the issue. Some House Republicans have already expressed support for the bill, arguing that it would level the playing field for small brick-and-mortar retailers, so, you know, like the mom-and-pop shops or smaller businesses. They say it would not create a new tax, but rather enforce the collection of taxes already charged at traditional retailers. Like when you go to the mall or wherever, I mean, you can't go to the grocery store and not pay sales tax, so...
Right.
And it goes on to say, but other House Republicans still view that as a tax increase on consumers, or say it would overburden Internet businesses in their states. The Obama administration has endorsed the bill, so it can gain approval in the House. It will be likely to become law.
Well, but the thing is I thought it's always been really nice not to, when you buy stuff online, not to have to pay a sales tax. Isn't that how they've enticed people into purchasing things online?
Yes, that, and, you know, sometimes free shipping. Amazon does a lot of that, and, you know, if you just choose their certain selections of the way you want it shipped in so many days, you can get free shipping. But, yeah, I don't know. I didn't know if they just kind of included the sales tax in the cost somehow and without separating it out. It may be a way the government can collect more, or, you know, state taxes individually from different states on these bigger businesses.
Well, and I know this is going to shock you, and I know it's going to shock everyone out there, but I actually agree with the Republicans on this. I think it's not a necessary law. I think that it's going to stop people from making purchases online, and I think that it hurts retailers by they're not going to be able to entice people to buy things online because they have to now pay tax on that.
Well, you could look at it that way, or you could look at it like people that don't like to drive into malls and places, or that live out away, or that want to buy something that is actually made in a different state, like if you live in Texas and you see something online that's in California. You're still going to do it. I mean, you're not having to spend gas money to go to the mall, so you're saving money there, time. I think it's all going to boil down.
Well, see, you're doing an advertising campaign for them, so you're already pushing.
Well, I can just see that I don't think it's – people are so used to shopping online now, if they have to start paying tax, I think it's just going to happen. Because it's the ease of shopping. You can shop in your pajamas in your easy chair and have it shipped to your door. You don't ever have to leave the house. So if you have to pay an extra 8% sales tax, whatever your tax is in your state, then, you know, that's an extra $8 on every $100 you spend.
This article goes on to say, if this bill is enacted, academic studies estimate more than 12 billion in additional sales taxes will be collected from online purchases each year.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money that's just sitting out there that's not being collected. And, you know, it's a way around having to report and collect sales tax. We did a small business one time, and we had to file sales tax quarterly, and it's just an extra headache. So if you can sell online, and if it only affects the larger businesses, maybe the smaller businesses that, you know, have a presence online, it won't be bothering to them.
Well, and the thing is like American Negotiators and other companies that I've ever owned, we never collect sales tax because that is just a nightmare.
Right. Well, I think it has to be on a product.
Or service, doesn't it?
I thought it was on a product only.
Okay.
I'm not sure about on a service. I think it's on a product. We probably should know that.
We do need to know that, don't we?
Call in, callers. Let us know.
We need to know. We need to know what you think because we're kind of guessing here.
Well,
no,
I think
we'll
on
figure
a service
it out.
And labor, you know, like if you're maybe a remodeler, a home builder, or a sheetrock person, I think you don't charge sales tax on your labor or service you provide. But if you provide the sheetrock or the tile that you're laying, then, of course, you paid sales tax to the state you live in. You would have to recollect that.
That's right. You know what that noise means, Robin?
Yes.
We need to take a break.
Take a break.
All right, everybody, we need to take a break. We're going to step away here just for a moment. This is the amazing country music superstar Ty Herndon with his new single called Sugar. You're listening to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live, brought to you by American Negotiators and heard exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. If you'd like to join the show live, 619-638-8513. That is 619-638-8513. If you are listening to the show archive, do not call that number. It won't do you any good. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back. Take a listen to Ty's new single. We'll be right back.
The honey needs to be coming over here and pour that sugar on me.
Are you ready to end your debt permanently and stop those harassing phone calls that come day and night? And as your phone rings over and over again, you should be calling 972-200-1187. Hi, I'm John Ashley, president of American Negotiators. And with over two decades in the credit and debt industry, we stand ready, willing, and able to educate you in every way about getting you out of debt and how to stay out of debt for good. Call 972-200-1187 or savedfromdebt.com. For years, years, American Negotiators has been successfully settling consumers' debts for 40 to 60% less than what they owe in most cases, and even as low as 18% in some, depending on the creditor. Are you ready to be one of our success stories? Let your education begin now by calling 972-200-1187. That's 972-200-1187. We are American Negotiators, ending America's debt one debt at a time. Call 972-200-1187.
That might have been more extensive than extended.
Got a lot of apologies to make. I'm so sorry I put you in harm's way. You gotta find out who did this.
You'll never see me come.
How many in the air, Jarvis?
13, sir.
How many can I carry?
4.
Oh, boy.
Welcome back to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. That is the amazing Otep Shemaya with You're a Woman Now. Check it out on iTunes. Check it out on YouTube. It's a beautiful song. This is Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. I am your host, John Ashley, with the amazing
Robin.
And we are talking to you today about the Senate has approved a new internet tax, and we're talking.
I looked up some things about taxes real quick while we were on break.
Okay, real quick, hang on 1 second. Everybody out there that's an OTEP fan, coming up in a few minutes, we are going to play one of her hit songs in its entirety. So stay tuned. Go ahead, Robin.
Great. Products and services subject to tax are any tangible property, gas, electricity, telephone service, you know how you see the taxes, sales tax on your cell phone bills and your home phones. Any food and beverages sold at restaurants, hotels, my gosh, they have a huge sales tax at hotels.
What do they have?
I think it's like 13% or 15%,
wow.
18% some places, some states. The type of services not charging sales tax are more like professional services, so like a doctor.
Like ours. Like ours.
Just like your service, an attorney, medical. So, yeah. So it's mostly like food. And
what about artists that sell things on the internet? Like people that sell things on eBay and stuff like that. Is it going to affect them?
I think it will. But I don't, you know, right now it's saying $1 million. They have to sell at least $1 million outside of their state. So I don't know if that means that they have to pay tax on that they sell outside of the state, but any amount less than that in their state, if their state is a sales tax state. We need more information on this, but it may be something that it may start messing up a little bit for your smaller online retailers that sell on eBay and Craigslist. You may have to start keeping up with that. I believe I've seen somewhere about some tax info that they were going to start wanting you to report any sales tax that you charged and any sales that you made, any retail sales that you made.
So that would mean anybody.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this the article goes on, big brick and retailers with online presence such as Walmart, Fortune 500 companies already charge sales tax for web purchases.
Right.
But in many states, you can still shop tax-free at internet-only retailers like Amazon or Overstock.
Right.
That's because under the new law, online sellers are only required to collect tax in the states where they have a physical presence.
Right. That's why it's called a brick and mortar. So if they have a warehouse, a physical warehouse in Texas, they would have to charge taxes, sales tax.
Which Walmart does.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And while most states require shoppers to pay a so-called use tax, when a sales tax wasn't collected at online checkout, few people actually follow through.
Right. It wasn't really strictly enforced. But I do know that they are going to start the IRS this year.
The IRS.
Is that funny?
Seriously? The IRS. They're targeting people right now if you have Tea Party in your name.
Yeah, well, I don't. But I do know that there is a change to the 2012 when you do file your taxes, and most people already have.
Right.
Some of us haven't. Some of us got extensions.
Some of us have filed extensions.
Uh-huh. And you're going to have to look at your 2012, see if you did any eBay sales or whatever else, you know, maybe Auto Trader. I don't know. Anything you sold online, you may have to report it this year. You may have to have a record of it. What is that? PayPal. I think they're going to start
reporting
your PayPal.
Yeah, that's what I was
going to
ask you about. PayPal was the next thing I was going to ask.
Right. I think they're going to start having that process through, and so I don't know how you can get around it.
Well, eventually they get you.
Yeah.
This collection disparity has titled the competitive landscape against local stores, creating a crisis for brick and mortar. How do you say that?
Mortar
retailers around the country and in your state, says David French, Senior Vice President of National Retail Federation, of the bill's loudest supporter,
mm-hmm.
said in a letter to the Senate. He goes on to say close to 30% of online shoppers surveyed by advisory firms said that they would shop more at a brick-by-mortar retailer if the tax became reality. Nearly half, though, said the internet sales tax would not affect, like Robin was just saying,
right. Yeah.
Would not affect online shopping habits, according to the survey of 2,500 people.
Well,
that's a lot of people when you're talking about millions of people.
Yeah, that's true. But if you're already used to shopping at Walmart or Sears or the mall or whatever store you shop at, Macy's, and you know you're going to pay sales tax, I don't see how the mind frame can change too much if you shop online and have to pay it. It's the same thing. You go in and you have to pay it, or you pay it when you're shopping from the convenience of your home. I think they should start charging it to have sales tax.
Well, and that's kind of what's always been a little of a confusion for me, because you're just like you just said, when you go into a Walmart or you buy something at a retail store, you pay it.
Right. And Walmart does charge if you buy online through Walmart, but it's the Amazon and the big, you know, and I guess eBay and places, but especially Amazon. I buy a lot of books and stuff on Amazon, and I do their free shipping. You know, I don't mind waiting a few more days to get the free shipping. And if you purchase 25 or more or whatever their minimum is, you get the free shipping offer. And there's no sales tax. So it is I'm torn, I guess, between I'm enjoying on my side on the consumer side not having to pay it, but it just seems like it would be more fair if the sales tax is put to good use for the state you live in. If it's used for roads and schools and highways or whatever, then it should be charged. But there again, who's going to keep up with that and see what it's used for?
Be another nightmare. You know what that means? That sound means?
No, tell me.
It means we need to go to break.
Okay.
We're going to go to a short break. And when we come back, all you OTEP fans out there, We're going to play a brand new song off her new album, Hydra. Don't touch that dial. This is Britney Spears. We'll be talking about Britney Spears in the Inner Hollywood Weird Report. Here's Britney.
It's all right.
Imagine fulfilling your wildest fantasies, like eating pepperoni pizza-flavored ice cream. Mmm. Or your teenager warmly affirming your every word with a nod and a smile. Ooh, ooh. Or how about a 30-year mortgage fixed at rates below 3.99% and an annual percentage rate below 4.25%? Now that's something you might be able to believe in. Because of all the fun in our economy, if you have a mortgage between $175,000 and $417,000, it is quite possible you'll qualify for a 30-year mortgage fixed below 3.99% with an annual percentage rate below 4.25%. You'll need a credit score of 740 and 20% equity to qualify for those rates. But the rates are still great if you don't have that equity and your scores are a little bit less. Call TexasLending.com today, 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600, or go online and apply with TexasLending.com.
Equal Housing Lender, Texas License Number 137773.
I don't want to be left.
Everybody, this is the first American Idol, and we will be talking about American Idol in the Hollywood Weird Report tonight. That is called Catch My Breath. Okay, now as we promised, you know, OTEP just got done doing her very first world tour. You heard me right. She did a world tour. She did something like 30-something cities with a broken foot, guys. She did it with a broken foot. Can you imagine that, Robin?
That's amazing.
I have seen YouTube video, and I actually saw her in Dallas and in San Antonio, Texas. I believe it was San Antonio or maybe Austin. And in any case, you could not even tell that as a true artist. Well, we did a fan survey of what the next single should be released off her new album, Hydra, and here it is. It's called Seduce and Destroy. And it's from the amazing OTEP. Take a listen.
Yeah.
America, everybody in around the world. That was the amazing OTEP on this last tour. OTEP actually went down under. There's actually pictures on her Facebook page of, get this, Robin, a koala. A koala bear.
Aww.
It is the cutest thing.
I bet.
I mean, she's already a beautiful woman, but to see a beautiful woman holding that big animal, I bet you anything, if she could get it in the States, she would have smuggled it in. Once again, that was the amazing OTEP Shamaya, and it is from her current album, her sixth studio album, opened up number 9 on Billboard Hard Rock charts. It's called Hydra. Run to your record store and get it. Get it on iTunes. Get it on Google Play. Get it on Amazon. Or email us, because we give copies away every single week. So let's get right into our song pick of the week, which is another favorite of mine. And it's by Thompson Square. And it's called If I Don't Have You. And it's Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live's Song of the Week. I'm sure everybody has heard about it. It's already number 1 on the current country charts, and it's probably going to cross over to the pop charts. Once again, Credit Talk USA's Song Pick of the Week, and it's new, it's dangerous, and it's in your face, If I Don't Have You by Thompson Square. Take a listen. That once again is Thompson Square. It's called If I Didn't Have You. Now we're going to take just a short break, and when we come back, we are going to continue to talk about internet sales. Does it affect you? You know, when you go on Amazon, or like I buy Puma shoes on Puma's website. Let's find out. You're listening to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. I am your host, John Ashley, with the amazing
Robin.
And we'll be right back. This is Usher tonight.
But suddenly, we all got our hands up. No control of my body. Ain't nothing new before. I think I remember, though.
Glad to see you again. glad to see you as well.
When I made the pleasure of Mr. Gatsby's acquaintance, I discovered a man of fine breeding.
Very interesting. Everything all right?
Oh, yes.
Love is blindness. I don't want to see. Won't you wrap the night?
You always look so cool. The man in the cool, beautiful shirt.
She has to tell him she never loved him.
I just heard the most shocking thing. It all makes sense.
Will you come on score? We need you.
I wish we could just run away.
Mr. Gatsby, sir.
Not now.
Love is blindness.
Kind of a row. Are you trying to cause in my house?
I wish I'd done everything on earth with you.
As we roll down this unfamiliar road, and although this wave is stringing us along.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live, your number one credit show. Thanks to you. You don't believe me? Google it. We love that. Thank you so much, and we are humbled by that. Make sure you listen to us every Thursday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, and we are heard exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. If you'd like to be part of the show, 619-638-8513. I am your host, John Ashley, with the amazing
Robin,
and we are talking about the Senate approves an internet sales tax bill. And does it affect you? Does it affect most people, Robin?
Well, it will. If they do enforce it, it will affect your out-of-pocket spending if you're shopping online. If you're used to shopping online and paying no sales tax, you will see a big change in your shopping.
So even people right now that do it, their taxes are going to go up?
They will start having to report it, claim it, and get it. You know, they'll have to start like Amazon. They have so many people that sell through Amazon, and they're going to have to start keeping up with all that, and the people that sell through Amazon will have to start reporting it and paying sales tax. I know that some states you have to file quarterly and pay your sales tax. So it is going to be an added accounting.
I can hear in your voice, by the more you read about this, you don't like it.
I don't like it from the consumer part of me, but I think, as I said earlier, for the individual states, if they do enforce it, like you said in the article, didn't it say $12 billion more that they will collect over all the 45 states, I think you said, that already charge state sales tax. So it would be a boon for the individual states if they use the money wisely towards the states' highway schools, funding that they do with state sales tax already. It's just going to be more out-of-pocket expense for the consumer if you're used to shopping online and not having to pay sales tax. I don't think it's going to change that much. I will still shop online because it's convenient. It's more convenient to shop online real quick than it is to run into town or go to the store or go to the mall. What did you just say about your Puma tennis shoes?
Right. I was just going to give you an example here.
Yeah.
What if I buy my shoes? Right now, I don't pay tax on that. And I don't
online.
Pay a delivery charge. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's going to change.
Right.
And it's my responsibility to report that I bought that, or it's theirs?
No, it's theirs.
Okay.
You would just pay, just like when you would go to buy them at a regular store, you just pay the sales tax. It's up to the retailers, the people that sell the product, to keep up with their sales tax and report it to their state and government.
Wow.
Just like the IRS is changing, having to report any profit or sales of anything you sell through via PayPal, eBay, however you get your money, even for a small business person.
Well, and let's call
a few things.
Let's call a spade a spade. It's also another way for them to penalize you when you don't do it.
Right. That's true.
So when these people are not used to doing it, and if they're living under a rock, and, you know, I haven't seen anything else about this except the one article that CNN did. I haven't seen it in the major media. We're reporting on it, and we're heard by lots of people worldwide.
Right.
But the thing is that a lot of people may not know about it.
Well, I think you're bigger organizations like Amazon, they're all involved in lobbying, and they're all involved in it. They know it's coming, and the IRS is sending out statements to individuals on, you know, like if you use, let's say, a program like TurboTax, a little window will pop up and say that the law is changing. Did you have any sales online this year that you need to report through PayPal that you were paid for a product that you sold? So the individuals are going to have to keep up with their own sales and if they charge sales tax, but especially their sales. It's just like, you know, it asks you on there. I don't know if you've ever used a program like TurboTax, but it'll ask you if you,
right,
if you had any gambling, if you profited from gambling, or if you, I guess, lottery tickets maybe or something. Everybody probably checks no. So I don't know how detailed and involved the IRS is going to get into that part, which is a separate issue than the sales tax thing. The sales tax thing is it's not going to affect the consumer as far as give us a headache. It's just going to be more out of our pocket. It's going to be like going to the store, like the brick and mortar place. It's going to be like shopping in person at a store where they take your tax when they take your money. So it just was one of the, you know, nice things about shopping online is you
get
tax most of the time. Yeah,
it was a perk. And the thing is that while I am against it, is because it's going to take away. I mean, the economy is already not doing great. So, I mean, it's doing better.
Yes, I think it's on the rise.
But the thing is that it makes people, it was enticing people to buy things online.
Yeah, but I think I'm switching sides on you again. If I go back onto the retailer side, I think that they'll always come up with another way. They'll come up with giving you an on-sale item or a deal of the week. They're still going to try to draw you to their online presence by something.
Once again, you are making a sales pitch.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to. I walk the line. I see this side. I see what's good for the consumer, and then I see why, as a retailer, you would want to or not want to do something. So, it's going to take more money out of your pocket if you're a consumer sitting in your home shopping online. You'd be paying sales tax like you would if you walked into a store. And for the retailer, they're going to start reporting it. And most of these large retail places, they already have accountants and people, CPAs in place. They'll just plug that right in. It won't be a big deal for them. They just have to report it.
Right. You hear that, right, Robin?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Holly Weird!
The Holly Weird Report is coming up. We're going to take just a short break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to go over the 5 richest women in the United States.
Right.
Only on Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. I am your host, John Ashley, with the amazing,
brilliant Robin.
Amazing and brilliant. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to end your debt permanently and stop those harassing phone calls that come day and night? And as your phone rings over and over again, you should be calling 972-200-1187. Hi, I'm John Ashley, president of American Negotiators. And with over 2 decades in the credit and debt industry, we stand ready, willing, and able to educate you in every way about getting you out of debt and how to stay out of debt for good. Call 972-200-1187 or savedfromdebt.com. For years, years, American Negotiators has been successfully settling consumers' debts for 40 to 60% less than what they owe in most cases, and even as low as 18% in some, depending on the creditor. Are you ready to be one of our success stories? Let your education begin now by calling 972-200-1187. That's 972-200-1187. We are American Negotiators, ending America's debt one debt at a time. Call 972-200-1187.
I was gonna keep it real, like chill, like only have a drink or two. But it turned into a party when I started talking to you. Now you're standing in the neon looking like a...
All right, everybody, welcome back to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. That is country music superstar. I don't know how many country music awards he's won. He's married to a beautiful woman, Miranda Lambert, and he is one of the amazing coaches on NBC's The Voice, supposedly the number one singing competition, which I don't know if I agree. Even though American Idol is falling through the cracks in the ratings, they're still beating The Voice. And in any case, that was Blake Shelton, Sure Be Glad If You Did, off his number one album. You are listening to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live, heard exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. I am John Ashley, your host, with the amazing and brilliant
Robin.
And coming up in a few minutes, we're going to talk about the Hollywood Weird Report. Now, the article we were talking about the Senate approving the internet tax, will be posted on our Facebook and Twitter page. Let's start with the first of the five of the richest women in the U.S., Christy Walden. Christy Walden is worth $25.3 billion.
Oh, my God.
Christy Walden is the widow of John Walden, son of Walmart founder Sam Walden. And after John Walden died in a plane crash in 2006, Christy inherited his fortune.
Wow.
Think about that, Robin. The next
one. She's probably a young woman, too.
Yeah, she's not very old. Let's see. The next one is Alice Walton. Alice Walton is the daughter of the Walmart.
Walmart. Let's go shopping at Walmart. Wow.
Let's just make these women richer.
I know it.
Okay, third is Jalique Mars. She is worth $13.8 billion. And do you get her last name?
Yes.
Do you know who she is?
Jacqueline Mars, M&M's. Mars,
her.
Mars. Wow.
$13.8 billion. See, don't you love this show? It gives you some good information.
I mean, just think about it, though. Sam Walton, you know, founded that little store, and then her father or grandfather... grandfather, he founded just a little candy company in, what does it say, 1911.
Uh-huh.
I mean, why didn't I have somebody found something? What was wrong with my ancestors?
And they have a dog. She also has dog food and many other products.
Oh, yeah. The Mars Company.
So, the next one is Ann Cox Chambers.
Okay.
She is worth $12.5 billion. And she is the daughter of James Cox, the founder of Cox Enterprises. She worked as a school teacher back in 1898.
He did.
Until buying a local newspaper in 1898, which sparked into a media business that now includes 17 newspapers, 15 television stations, and 86 radio stations.
I never heard of Cox Enterprises, and yet she's the fourth richest woman in the United States.
That's what it says.
Yeah.
Abigail Johnson. She is worth $10.3 billion. Aren't these people all worth more than Oprah?
Well, I guess so, if she's not on the list yet.
So then how is Oprah, like, at the very top when these women are worth more than she is? That's kind of interesting. anyway, her father was Edward Cosby. Ned Johnson controls Fidelity Investments,
right,
which is the largest mutual fund in the United States. And finally, do you know who the last one is?
No. Is this number six now?
Actually, we only have five. That was it.
Oh, okay. You were scaring me.
I was like, okay, I'm not reading that right.
So maybe Oprah is right under the $10 billion mark. Because, you know, billion, that's, I know when she had her TV show, I used to read that she made $40 million a year. But a billion is a million million. So maybe Oprah is right under the 10 point something billion in her, what she's worth in her net worth or whatever. She's got to be up there. She's probably in the top 10. It just only listed the top five.
Exactly. And the thing is that I just think it's awesome that five women are leading the pack.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's just once again showing we need a woman president. Hillary, 2016, please. Because, God, we cannot have another Republican in the White House. That's another whole nother show.
That's another show.
But guess what? The Hollywood Weird Report. It's the Hollywood Weird Report. Listen to Madonna. Here she goes.
It's so hypnotic.
I mean, and doesn't Madonna just want to make you want to get up and dance?
Yeah, it's a very happy music.
Yes.
Very upbeat.
Madonna tops our Hollywood Weird Report. Madonna will receive a Billboard award for the top touring artist award for the global success of her MDNA tour. The Queen of Pop has cemented her position as one of music's top players following her sold-out 88-date run, which will be the top-grossing tour of 2012. How cool is that?
Awesome. I saw a picture of her with some dancers, and she looks amazing.
She's 53.
It's amazing.
She actually went to a gala in New York.
Uh-huh.
And it was a punk gala. It's, have you ever seen, The Devil Wears Prada?
Yes.
You know,
yes.
The lady, yes, that it's all based on, where Meryl Streep plays,
yes,
actually a beautiful woman, and this woman is not as pretty as Meryl Streep. She maybe is cold-hearted. But in any case, Madonna wore this amazing outfit. And we'll post a picture of it on our Facebook page, actually. But it actually shows the bottom part of her butt. And she has a butt of a 20-year-old for a 53-year-old woman.
Well, maybe she has the butt of what a 53-year-old woman's butt's really supposed to look like. Maybe everybody else needs to get in shape.
I think she does need to stay. I mean, you know, she is in great shape, though.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. So that's this weekend. Don't forget to watch the Billboard Music Awards. That's on this weekend. Where Rihanna, Justin Bieber, a lot of other people are actually going to perform. American Idol will crown the winner of the 12th season tonight. There are two different women, and a lot of people are saying the show has gone racist. And what they're saying is that it's an all-girl team. All the guys were voted out, and that's how they're saying it's being discriminating. I don't agree. It was all the girls were the best.
We had two guys, not we, there. Act like I'm part of
Robin works for Fox, guys.
Yeah, they had two finalists the year that Adam Lambert and I forgot the winner's name. I just remember Adam.
Was it Ruben? Who was the winner? Oh, my God.
Chris.
George. Who?
Chris. Chris. His name was Chris Allen, I think.
Chris Allen. That's right. The,
yes,
cute, the young boy. That's
uh-huh.
right. That's right.
So
that's right.
Chris Allen and Adam Lambert were two male finalists. And I think there was the third, the guy that got kicked off was also male. So that's silly. There's been three males in the top, the last three, final three before.
I think they're trying to create controversy because...
That's it, yeah, because nothing's going on.
You know, but the sad thing is I've been following it this season as much as I don't want to be, and it's really got some of the best singers on it that have ever been on there.
I haven't watched a single episode, and I think it's because I was disappointed in who the judges were this time around.
Well, that's the next bit of news. Your dog is gone.
Oh.
Randy Jackson gave his notice live on air last night.
Really?
He originally had already, he had released a statement on Twitter saying, "Yo, dog, I'm out." But last night, Simon Fuller, which is the producer of American Idol, actually picked the songs.
Mm-hmm.
And Randy said those were horrible song choices for these ladies. And Ryan Seacrest said, "You're only saying that because you're leaving, and he can't fire you now." He goes, "Oh, no.
Now, I guess we'll see what happens if they have another season. What season is this?
12th.
12th, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're already renewed.
Oh, okay.
But, however, all the judges are gone. Nikki's gone. Mariah's gone. Mariah was the biggest waste of $20 million ever.
Yeah, I didn't watch it, but I heard she just kind of was out there comments. Kind of like, "Oh, it's lovely. It was wonderful."
Well, she's turned into Britney Spears. Darling, it was amazing. I mean, she's too much of a music icon to be on that show. She totally...
liked it when Jennifer Lopez and Steven Tyler were on there with
me. Then you should watch it tonight because Jennifer Lopez will be doing her new single with Pitbull.
Well,
supposed to be the summer anthem. I forgot the name of the song. Dance Too Loud or something like that. But they actually shot the video in Miami. And while they were shooting a video, somebody shot a gun. And you see security grab Jennifer and Casper, her boyfriend, grab her and run her away. It was hilarious.
Oh, wow.
I mean, the gunshot wasn't hilarious.
No. You think that was real?
Absolutely. The look on her face, she was like, "Was that a gunshot?"
Yeah, but she's a pretty good actress. Maybe all PR. We never know.
She ain't that good of an actress.
Well.
Look at her last movie. Sorry. Yeah. I love Jennifer Lopez. Don't kill me, my friends. On The Voice. Usher hopefully is not going to be out, but Shakira is gone. Christina Aguilera sitting back into her coach's chair for a whopping $17 million.
So they're bringing her back.
She's coming back. She always said she just wanted to leave for one season, but Shakira is just not Christina.